Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to It's All in the Word. Your host is Reverend Dorothy Hall. And I'm asking God to come into this place. I'm going to welcome him in this place, in our heart. Just listen for a minute. You are welcome in this place. You are welcome in this place. You are welcome in this place. Have your way. Holy Spirit in this place. Holy Spirit in this place. Holy Spirit in this place. Have your way. Have your way in this place. Have your way in this place. Have your way in this place. Have your way. You are welcome in this place. You are welcome in this place. You are welcome in this place. Have your way. We all should ask the Lord this coming into the place of our heart and have his way. Because there's no other way but the way of Jesus. Without him, we would be nothing. We can do nothing apart from him. Because he said so in his word. He said, without me, we can do nothing. I'm going to say a short word of prayer. I'm going to cut it a little short today because I got to run and go on this little job I have. Our Father in heaven, the creator of all mankind, the maker of every good and perfect gift, we come before your presence. Just as for the Lord, we thank you how you brought us through another day. You didn't even have to wake us up this morning, but we're so glad that you did. Some at our right mind, but we found out that you was the mind reservation. Some might have a portion of their head, but we found out that you are our healer. Some don't see no way, but we found out that you is a way maker. You will open doors that have been closed, and you can close those that no man can open. Lord, our life is in your hands. You know what is best for us and your people. We don't. But Lord, we don't. You see the beginning and you see the end. You know the future for our lives. We don't know what the future holds, but you do. And I'm glad to serve a God like you that knows all things. All wise God. God can give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding. If we just lean and depend upon him, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. The Lord God, have mercy on us today. Because, Lord, we need you more than we do silver or gold. At least I do. I need you more than I do silver or gold. Lord, if I 10 of them says, all this silver and gold, I'd rather have you than all this silver and gold in all this world. I'd rather have you than the silver or gold. Because you got all by yourself, and you made all this silver and gold. It belongs to you. Houses and land belongs to you. Everything in God's creation belongs to you. And who wouldn't serve a God like you? I love you. I worship and I adore you. And I bet Russia don't overtake their land. Lord, open the door for them. Let them pray and seek your face. Turn from their wicked way. Humble themselves to pray and seek your face. Turn from the wicked way. Then you will hear from heaven. Forgive their sins and heal this land. Pray for all your people throughout the land and country. We pray for our young people going back and forth to school. Protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger seen and danger unseen. Now, Lord, let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I'm going to talk shortly about why God had to restore man. I'm going to bring you a little introduction of why God had to restore man. We're going to go to Genesis, the second chapter. And we're going to start at that 15th verse. Then the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge and of good and evil you shall not eat of it. For in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die. Why God had to restore man. This is the reason he had to restore us back to him, because of what Adam did. And Adam had the audacity to listen to Eve. That's why man should take control of his house. A godly man should take control of his house. Pray. Don't let the woman lead you. You lead your family. And Adam fell short because he allowed Eve to persuade him to eat that fruit. And God had gave that commandment to Adam not to eat of that tree of good and evil, because if he did, he will surely die. And he died a spiritual death. I'm going to go, if you allow me, and I'm going to read something to you. And it applies to us today. Obey God. And it's Isaiah 59. 1 and 2, it said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ears heavy that he cannot hear you. But your iniquity have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. And we want God to hear us. Adam didn't have no doubt in his mind what God had told him to do. When we disobey God, we must suffer the consequences by our action. Adam clearly understood the covenant relationship with God and the consequences if he broke that relationship. But he had a choice, life or death. There is no middle ground. Why and why? God had to restore man. Adam disobedient brought death upon all mankind. God made his position clear and left no room for doubt. There is a consequence for every choice that we make, whether good or bad. Moses, he was one, he loved God's people and wanted the best for them. He made it clear to them that it was not a difficult thing to serve God, and it was to their advantage to serve him, like it is to our advantage to serve God. Obey God and do what God will have us to do. Every child of God have a mission, have a job that God have appointed them to do. If you have the Holy Spirit, which will lead you and guide you and show you the way and lay on your heart what to do, you need to do it. Deuteronomy 30 and 19. That I call heaven and earth to record this day. See, the Holy Spirit will help you make the right choice against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. Moses left the decision up to them. The same way God leaves the decision up to us to do right or wrong. We have a battle going on. We have the spirit and we have the flesh. Don't let the flesh overtake the spirit. Let the spirit rule the flesh and not the other way around. Because the flesh will steer you in the wrong direction. But the spirit of God will lead you in the right direction. Listen to the spirit. If you don't know when the spirit is speaking to you, ask God to let you know when the Spirit is speaking to you, that you will recognize it and be sensitive to the Spirit and obey the Spirit. We cannot obey God without the Holy Spirit. I cannot survive without the Holy Spirit leading and guiding me and showing me the way. Let's go to Romans 18, and it's going to tell us why man has to be restored. Romans 5 and 18. Go with me there. And I'm going to start at the 17th verse. Romans 5 and 17. But if by one man offense, death reign by one, mean Adam fall, much more that which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, meaning Jesus Christ. The 18th says, therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all mankind to condemnation, to be lost. And we was lost because of Adam. Even so, the righteousness of one, meaning Christ, the free gift came upon all men unto justification to life. We are justified through the blood of Jesus Christ and what he shed on the hill of Calvary brought justification to all mankind. 19, for as by one man disobedience, many were made sinners. So by the obedience of one, meaning Christ, shall many be made righteous. Christ paid the ultimate price for us to be restored to God. He shed his blood on the hill of Calvary just for you and me, that we might be restored back to God. Jesus was sitting on the throne in glory, on the right hand of God the Father. Prepare me a body, and I'll go down and redeem man back to you. He was the ultimate sacrifice for all our sins of the whole world. They scratched him high. They dropped him low. They laid him in a borrowed tomb. Third day he arose with all power. Heaven and earth is in his hand. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Pay the price for all our sins. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? I don't know about nobody else. I wouldn't give nothing for my journey now. The privilege of knowing God and what he did for me on the hills of Calvary. How he is my healer, my provider, my hope, my way. When I don't see no way, he is the way. He provides for me. Paul said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Jesus is the answer for the world today. If we just obey his voice, all this chaos wouldn't be going on today. But we have failed so far from God that we leave him no choice. We done got like Solomon and Gomorrah. He destroyed them for their weakness. And he's soon to come back and destroy the world. But those that in Christ will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And I want to be one of those who will be caught up to meet him in the air. When the church is raptured, will you be there? Will you be ready when he comes? The way things are going today, so many gonna miss out. They want to do everything. Everything that go against the word of God, that's what they want to do. Everything. You know what it is. I don't have to tell you. Read your Bible. Study your word. Meditate on your word. Obey the word and live the word, because he is the word. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among me. Meaning Christ came on the scene. God himself came on the scene. Through Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You can't have one without the other. So may God bless you and may God keep you. And I said it would be short today because I have to go to my little job. But next week, I'll be back at my regular time, a half an hour. May God bless you. May God keep you. If you run with God, he will run with you. And just remember, it's all in the word. God bless.